WildTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. Oh.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, Wrestle Talk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake!
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
You think that's a man?
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pop. This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military court for a crime they didn't commit. These men promptly escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, opening with something very appropriate for this week as the 80s completely took over Monday Night Raw. We'll get into that. We'll get into WrestleMania thoughts. We are only a week away now, and we have a lot more to discuss. First off, I am the be-all and all of our little network, the Omega. Joining me tonight, we have Mace.
You ain't get me on no fool plane.
Wow, completely fucked up.
Almost.
Ain't gonna get me on no fool plane.
Mace. God damn it, Mace.
Tim Stein is not with us tonight. He disabled cookies, he disabled Java, disabled Flash. You know, hell, his old damn internet's disabled right now. So it is just us and the producer, Rock.
Yes, and for Mace.
Thank you. That was much deserved. I truly admit that.
We pity you, fool. We pity you. So this is WTR Sunday Night, Wrestle Talk Radio. It is presented by Memlane, promo.com. Hi, Adrian in the chat room. He's all the way from the UK listening to us. God, late into the evening there, or very early in the morning, whatever you want to call it. We're here, as Omega said, to preview WrestleMania, and before we get to all of that, we start with win and fail. Tim did chime in with his win, so I'm going to give you his win first, and that was the old school Druids and Caskets, pure gold. You knew Taker would be in the coffin, but was still sweet. That's his. What's yours, Omega?
Jeez, can I say the whole damn show?
God. You can if you want.
Nah, it's a cop out. I thought I did really, really like Raw this week. You know, just the sheer just the sight of seeing Schwarzenegger back on Raw. Schwarzenegger, Hogan in the ring at the same time, almost too much 80s to handle. But I felt like so much cheesiness in that ring at one time.
And then you added The Miz, so there went more cheesiness in the play.
So I'm pretty sure that backhand by Schwarzenegger missed by a mile, but
besides that.
And he tried to lay in one bitch slap to the Miz. But and it was kind of sad, though. Arnold Schwarzenegger was the smallest of them all.
I know! There's something wrong about that visual. It really is.
Kind of kills it just a little bit. But I agree with you. It was very cheesy, and I was very enjoyable for whatever they were trying to do, you know, promote a movie. But it worked.
It should have been like some ploy for Triple H to finally get revenge, but no.
No, it wasn't, sadly. SmackDown, they just recently showed on the network, I think. I think they showed it a couple weeks ago, where he was all involved. So that,
I remember seeing it.
I think it was on Best of SmackDown. They aired that on a Saturday, I think. Yeah, so it was probably on then. I don't know. It's background noise. Mace, what was your win?
I'm going to go with three matches this week.
Okay.
Shield versus Real Americans.
Americans.
Which is good.
I agree with you. I agree with you there.
Yeah. Cena versus Luke Harper. Holy crap.
I've watched that three times. It still holds up to this point.
And even taking out the ending, that match, oh my god.
We'll get into that ending.
It was actually really good.
Uh-huh.
And the one that was the show stealer of the night was the four-way. Christian, Sheamus, Del Rio, and Ziggler.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'm sitting there watching and going, why are we wasting these guys in a battle royal at WrestleMania? Why are they not putting this on pay-per-view for my money?
They're good choices. Those are three good matches that they did have. And yeah, that Luke Harper... Luke Harper, John Cena match kind of made me excited a little bit for Bray and Cena just because I think they can deliver a good match.
I'm just glad to see somebody in such a big physical position as Harper is doing some of the stuff that he did.
Mm-hmm.
Like diving through the ropes and trying to send Cena through the barricade was shocking. You know, that sort of took me back to the days of Mike Awesome.
All right.
Big, tall bloke, big physical presence, jumping over the top rope like he's a fucking cruiserweight. You know, it's not often that you see a big guy who's willing to take risks. Usually they're stuck in that big... the big guy style that she see guys like Nash, the Big Show, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that type of style where they're very grounded, they don't want to leave their feet, they just hit power.
Right.
So to see a guy like Harper being out there and trying to sort of break that mold makes him stand out a hell of a lot. I was disappointed when they went to the ending that they went with, because I was waiting for a winner. I was like, just keep this going until somebody dies.
Well, John Cena beat him on SmackDown the week prior, so, you know.
Well, you know, as per usual, Mace does not watch SmackDown.
Hashtag that. Yeah, Mace doesn't watch SmackDown. But, and that match was only like 4 or 5 minutes, so it was refreshing to see a really long match between the two. And they don't let Harper do a lot of long matches.
Yeah, whereas this one, he pretty much dominated 99% of the match and even took a couple of risks, which was great.
All right. What do you think, Omega, of those matches?
They were really good matches. Like I said, I really liked all of Raw this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it felt like, okay, aside from, okay, Schwarzenegger and fucking Scooby-Doo are there. it felt like an enormous show.
Which it should, because it was 2 weeks before, you know, that thing called WrestleMania.
Oh, that little thing.
That little thing, yeah.
But no, the matches followed suit. They were very, very, very solid. And, if you watched main event where Christian was supposed to get his title shot, woo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
For those unaware, and this was coming up in a little bit, so we'll talk about it now. Christian suffered a slight concussion, and well, yeah, that kind of always puts his future in doubt whenever he gets injured.
Which is pretty damn common.
You guys think it may be time for him to, you know, hang it up?
It's been time for Christian to hang it up for quite a few years.
Yeah, I hate to say that. I'm sorry, I really do like Christian. Mm-hmm. I do.
Right.
Well, he's a phenomenal talent, but at the same time, he is so injury prone as of late. You know, and the fact creative just seems to have absolutely nothing for him pretty much since his return from his stint in TNA. They've had nothing for him, or he's been injured, and at that point you sort of really got to step back and go, well, can I really get in the ring? Maybe it's time to go buy a house in Florida and go train the newbies.
Well, he already has that house.
Well, I know he has the house in Florida.
Halfway there,
and they always do say they want him he would make a good trainer. So that could be his future.
He'd make a good trainer. I think he'd really make a good manager too. If they could give him someone to mentor and actually, you know, use the star power he's built up over the years.
Mm-hmm. You know, Christian and Bo Dallas.
Well, you know what?
You never know.
That could work.
But you never really see that anymore, where a wrestler steps down and appoints a successor or tries to move on. You saw it during like the whole first two seasons of NXT, but more gimmick than anything.
Mm-hmm. But you can go back to guys like Ted DiBiase, who stepped away and became manager, Mr. Perfect. Same thing.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are really good personalities. I mean, maybe not wanting to perform anymore, but you know, when they have that in-ring experience, it lends so much more credibility to who they are and who they have chosen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's sort of weird. Like the mentality of wrestlers is extremely hard to step out of that spotlight, even if it is into a secondary role, say as a manager or something. Because a lot of the time you spend, if you're at ringside, all you want to do is get in that ring and wrestle. It is hard to drop the rush that comes from being in the ring and everything. Even, like, sure, you're still a part of the show, but you're a lesser part now, and you really crave the attention that came with being in the ring, which is why a lot of guys don't drop down into these mentor roles. It takes somebody with a lot of very forward thinking to be able to do that.
That's a good point. Switching gears back, what is your fail of the week, Mace?
I'm going to do the one that's about to get me a lot of shit, especially from Rock.
Okay.
Okay, I'll preface this. because I know exactly where this is going to go from the second I start saying it. The Triple H promo, overall, good at what it needed to do. However, when he pulled the reality era,
a.k.a. the Triple H movement,
shut your face.
I'm sorry, but when Triple H needs to go and get a dictionary and learn what the word reality means. Because I'll even admit this, I actually watched the opening of SmackDown this week out of pure boredom. And it's what he did there that really annoyed me. Because he's going on at Batista, and Batista hits on the fact that, you know, Triple H wouldn't be anywhere if he wasn't married to Stephanie McMahon. And the first thing out of Triple H's mouth was, this is the reality era. It shouldn't matter who I'm married to or what I'm doing. Wait, so you're trying to discount the actual reality of reality in your reality era? get a dictionary and learn what the word reality means before you go and try and make an error out of falsifying reality.
When has WWE ever had any solid concept of reality?
Yeah, good point. See, that's the thing. Like, I
show, and they don't know what reality is.
Well, that was the funny thing. Like, when I was watching this, and I went back and I rewatched the promo and everything, and it just made me even more annoyed with the whole concept because it sounded more scripted than an episode of Total Divas. So, I sort of just went, really, dude, and facepalmed. But yeah, look, the overall promo was good at what it needed to do until he started to try and push this reality era bullshit without actually wanting to use reality. It's just another way to get another dig at the fans, which seems to be more and more common over the last few months, and it's getting annoying.
The best line from that promo was, "Why don't you go and tweet me about it?" I love that line. Fantastic.
Oh, that was brilliant. Look, the dude is a heat magnet. Uh-huh. You know, he knows what he does. He knows exactly what he's doing to get the heat that he needs. That's what I mean. Like, I look at the overall thing, and it was brilliant. It was served its purpose. It was to get him heat.
And he's getting under your skin, which is, again, working.
Exactly. But the thing is, I don't think he's really toting that line between getting heat and, as we've always called it, X-Pac heat. That's where the reality era thing lied for me. It was X-Pac heat. It was, yep. You're a fucking moron.
Get with the times. We call it Vicky Guerrero heat now.
Yeah, update your references, Mace. Who are you, Tim?
Oh, God. Yeah, true. but okay, can I throw in a quick secondary fail?
Before you do that, let me throw out Tim's. Tim's was...
No.
His is very quick. Just hold on. His was, what's up with the suits on Kane and New Age Outlaws? Looked way too cheap for the authority. Weren't even tailored. Now go.
The flirting between...
Our fashion correspondent.
the flirting between JBL and Vicky Guerrero. On SmackDown. That's my secondary fail of the week, because that was just fucking painful to listen to.
There you go. Yeah, it really was. Okay, Omega, your turn. Fail.
I'm sorry, I'm still throwing up a little bit.
Don't worry, I'm going to make you throw up later with quick hits. Teaser.
God. I'm having trouble picking something. Because, God damn it, it's hard to pick a fail when you like a show so much.
Sin Cara wore the wrong color tights. not enough pyro?
Our fashion correspondent again? Hello?
I know. I'm trying to give you a fail, I don't know. Someone entered the ring wrong? I don't know. You know.
Honestly, yeah. The closest I could come to a fail was Scooby, because a guy coming out in the big foam like costume that they just bought at a Spirit Halloween store was a little much.
Though everyone apparently seemed to enjoy Scooby-Doo.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm not saying, you know.
No. I mean,
it's
all the
fine.
No, I mean all the guys in the back were taking more people were taking pictures with Scooby Doo than Arnold. Yeah, true story.
Wow. Okay.
We're Scooby Doo fans.
It's not Disneyland, fuckers. I just thought for a show
with
Arnold
a guy in a Scooby-Doo suit.
I'll put it to you this way.
I don't get the idea. You've got a guy in a Scooby-Doo suit, and you've got Arnold fucking Schwarzenegger. I know who I'd be getting photos with.
But it's the real Scooby-Doo.
Lee,
I know it is.
He's not a cartoon, so it's not real.
The cartoon's not real either, so... But no, like, I'll say, like, I put it to you this way. On a show that featured both Arnold Schwarzenegger and Hulk Hogan, that's the cheesiest thing that happened.
Yeah.
Now, if he only had a match with the Soaring Eagle.
Ref by the Gobbledygooker. Anyway. So that's win and fail for the week. Speaking of Sin Cara, the original one is gone.
Gee, who didn't see that coming?
Thank you to 3 months ago.
Yeah, and well, he was officially released this week, according to WWE.com. And one other news bit making the rounds, Omega. The whole effing show is coming back.
After WrestleMania.
After WrestleMania. Excited to see it? Excited for him?
Well, yeah. Rob Van fucking Dam.
Right.
Just, if you're going to get him back so close to WrestleMania, why not put him on WrestleMania? Like, give me a surprise entrant in the Andre Battle Royal.
Well, you never know. He could.
There are a few spots open last time I checked.
There probably are, so he may be in it.
Maybe.
So.
Wouldn't it be awesome if they, as long as they have all of these big-name superstars just, like, on the back burner, just waiting for a paycheck to come back. You know, okay, WrestleMania 30 has an impromptu match. Out comes RVD, and right behind him, out comes Chris Jericho.
Well, according to Chris, he's going to be in St. Louis.
It'd be cool as hell, though.
It would be, but he keeps shooting it down. It's
like, hey, we got two former world champions. They're just bored in the back, and they just want to fight, so we'll
go with it.
Give them 15 minutes.
See, now, that brings up a good point, though. Like, just to pull off sideways for a second, every year at the Royal Rumble, you always hear about all these guys who just could stop by for a visit or something. Why not just say, hey, have you got your gear nearby? Yeah, surprise entrance. You know, anytime you have a battle royal and guys just sort of rock up for a visit, why don't you just turn around and go, hey, have you got gear? Because if they're a wrestler worth their salt, they will always have their gear with them, or nearby, or in the car.
Exactly.
Just in case they get booked. And in a, you know, 30-man Royal Rumble, throw in a few guys who just rock up on the day.
And reportedly, they were asking for a lot of past guys to show up at WrestleMania, so.
We're looking for all the
gimmick battle royal.
we're gonna get some cameos at least, so.
No Iron Sheik this time. Leave Sheiky Baby alone.
Yeah, but he may still be there. Doing
it's
something.
Okay. He can be there. Just as long as he doesn't have to go to the ring.
Right.
Because it's only a 4-hour show.
Yeah.
five hours with the pre-show. So, yeah. You know, that's still not long enough for him to get down the ring.
Oh, I know. Speaking of cameos, I was watching WrestleMania 20 earlier today, and you have the cameo of Mean Gene with Bobby the Brain Heenan coming out of the, you know, little side space with Moolah and May. Greatest cameo.
So it was 20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest cameo ever. He's trying to cover up the fact that, well, you know, they got busy. It's tremendous. So you excited to see Van Damme come back, Mace?
I'm very disinterested. Like, it's like RVD's coming back. Yay, I knew he took some time off. He's coming back for a while, then he goes away again. That's the way his contract is worded. I just don't really, I don't know. It's like, yeah, good to have somebody like Van Damme back who's got a lot of good skills and can have some good matches. But at the same time, it's like, yay, it's Van Damme. I've seen this before. I don't know, I just don't feel the hype for it.
So there you go. Alright. That'll do it for the first little bit here tonight. When we come back, we're going to do the WWE Hall of Fame and begin our road to WrestleMania. You're tuned into WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were... Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena, Cena sucks, and what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
What was it? You're great.
Great. I love these picks.
Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien, of course.
Yeah!
why didn't I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Sure. Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were the Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to change King the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he took the snake charmer. No. No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, I was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Yeah.
Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong bop them? Do I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my guns?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
All right, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate, everyone's picked CB Radio and WTR pick. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait.
Damn.
I think my head just exploded. I'm done. I'm
thinking something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after the Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because the Rack has a little something extra for you. In the form of the Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with the Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply dabomb.com.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. You're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Your ears bleed, Maze.
Oh, they're infected now. Ah!
I thought it was fitting to have Edge then Lita. Anyway, welcome back, everybody.
Need penicillin.
And we're here once again talking WrestleMania in just a mere moment. But first, we have a round table.
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
And the question tonight is this the greatest Hall of Fame class in history? If it isn't, where does it rank? What do you guys think?
Oh, boy.
For those unaware, this year's Hall of Fame class is the Ultimate Warrior, Jake Roberts, Razor Ramon, Lita, Mr. T, Carlos Colon, and the late, great Paul Bearer.
I wouldn't call it the greatest of all time, but it is definitely up there.
Yeah.
At least me personally, my top Hall of Fame year is 2005, where you had Hogan, Piper, Cowboy Bob Orton, Jimmy Hart, Paul Orndorff, Nikolai Volkoff, and the Iron Sheik. Mm-hmm. You know, especially because, well, we got road stories from like Flair and Heenan and Ross.
Right.
So the thing is, like, after that, I'd probably put 2007, which would be Dusty Rhodes, Kurt Hennig, Jerry the King Lawler, Nick Bockwinkel, Mr. Fuji, the original Sheik, and Jim Ross. And then this one would come third.
Okay.
At least that's me personally, like... Sure, it's a big class of 1980s, but there were still bigger names from that era that went in earlier years.
2005 is a big one. I mean, for me, 2006 with Brett, Eddie, Mean Gene, Sherry, and Vern Gagne is also a really big year. But, like, even last year had a really solid class. I mean, between Foley, Backlund, Stratus, and Sammartino. Mm-hmm. I mean, Sammartino alone arguably raises the credibility of that one.
All right.
You're just saying that because you got to interview Trish Stratus before she went in.
Available
now. I'm
playing this straight down the middle.
Yeah. Interview available at rackradioshow.com. Anyway. Shameless.
I interviewed Shawn Michaels before he went in too, and I'm not supporting his here.
Available at wildtalkradio.com and coming soon to wrestletalkradio.com.
I'm also not supporting Edge's class of 2012.
Same plug.
But this is a really strong year. I will give it, give it a lot of credit. They've got some big names lined up. I mean, I'd probably put it in the top five. I think the other ones that me and Mace have talked about would probably round that off. It's debatable which one's number one, but it's not this year's.
And we should talk about, well, Razor Ramon going in this year, because he was the last name to be thrown out there on Raw. Thoughts on it being Razor Ramon?
Yeah, that's interesting that they've gone for Razor, which means it's quite possible that they're leaving at least the name Scott Hall off the list for maybe a possible NWO induction in a couple of years' time, maybe the Outsiders at some point. Because it was interesting to see that they did a lot of focus on Razor Ramon. But then again, there's always been word backstage that Vince was always happy with that character, which is why he tried to keep it around after Scott left for WCW.
And it was thrown out there. If you think about it, when Razor jumped, when they weren't calling him Scott Hall, they were making you assume it was Razor Ramon.
Yeah, do we have to induct the fake Razor too?
Sadly, former special guest co-host of this show, Razor Rick Titan, will not be going in.
Wouldn't that have looked great on the marquee, home of the former co-host, WWE Hall of Famer.
Razor Rick Titan, yeah.
That is weird, because Razor Ramon is great. Don't get me wrong, it was a cool character for the time. I mean, he was really good persona for him. It's not what made Scott Hall. It's not his claim to fame. So it's a little weird that we are honoring a character and not the man.
Yeah, but let's face it, we all know how the crowd is at the Hall of Fame. The second he walks out, that crowd is going to be chanting Scott.
Scott or NWO or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to make it known, the fans are going to treat this as Scott Hall being inducted, not Razor Ramon. It's the company that is inducting Razor Ramon. The fans are honoring Scott Hall. Because, let's face it, the dude has made amazing strides over the last couple of years, getting sober, getting his hip fixed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff that he's done with DDP, rebuilding the relationship with his son. The dude has earned every bit of the Hall of Fame induction this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is amazing just to see how much his life has improved. Honestly, if he hadn't cleaned himself up, aside from thinking he might actually be dead by now, but I don't think WWE would have put him in the Hall of Fame until this happened.
It's a very good point. Adrian wanted me to point out that the last time he saw Scott Hall, he had trouble getting into the ring, and well, from all accounts, he's in a lot better shape today than he was 2-3 years ago, which is good.
There is the joke. You think Jake Roberts and Scott Hall are going in at the same time so DDP doesn't have to leave one of them home alone?
Yeah, well, that joke would work if Scott wasn't already living out of a house that he ended up buying in the same neighborhood as DDP.
Huh. Good point.
Yeah, Scott moved out probably about 8 or so months ago. He's actually living with his son.
But very close to the DDP.
Yeah, but very close to DDP. But still, it's a good step for the guy.
Oh, it is. It's good, and it's good that he has his son with him as the support system.
Yeah. But the whole thing for Scott Hall going in, the fans will definitely make it known on the night that this is Scott Hall. Fuck Razor Ramon. This is Scott Hall being honored for everything that he's done to rebuild his life. Same with Jake. Jake's gonna be, God, that roof is gonna fucking explode when he walks out. And then the boos are gonna come on the Warrior.
I don't expect boos for Warrior. I expect a really loud ovation and everyone's gonna be glued to their seats for Warrior.
We'll get the initial pop until he opens his mouth. Because let's face it, since he's walked away, some of those speeches. but I want to know this. For the Warriors induction, while we're still on Warrior for a second, I want them to have a setup of ropes nearby that he has to run out and then shake before he gets his induction done.
I want to make sure we have an interpreter on standby. Where were the what chants when he was giving promos?
That's why he never did them live.
Yeah.
He did a few live. It was funny. He did one in a baseball cap.
See, it's a bit of a shame that the WWE Network doesn't offer subtitles. Because I want to see the subtitle guy trying to go during the...
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Yeah, pretty
Rocket
much.
Rocket fuel, question mark.
Just at some point it comes up in brackets, apology from the subtitler. I'm sorry, I can't follow this shit.
Going back to Razor really quick, who in Ducks? Would you do it? Would you have Sean or Kevin?
No. It can't be Kevin because you're just going to enforce the Outsiders NWO connection. I think it has to be Sean.
Yeah, I'd say probably Sean or maybe even the Hunter. With a third backup being DDP.
The fact that his two success stories are going into the Hall of Fame this year, DDP should have been in this class.
Next year. Wait until they do the WCW year. He'll be one of the top candidates for sure.
And staying on inductors, who inducts Paul Bearer?
Kane or Undertaker, you do not have anyone else. I'm sorry, but if you get anyone else besides those two to induct Paul Bearer, that place is going to fucking riot.
Yeah, I'm in agreement.
It's the one time a year where you can actually not worry about, well, one's a heel and one it doesn't do things like that. It doesn't fucking matter.
Plus, we've gotten used to seeing Kane in a suit. It's not as scary anymore.
I'm big to tipper.
Well, according to Tim, it was a foul. For this week, at least.
So. Well, we're talking everyday use suit versus what he wears to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, I know.
There's a big step up in quality when Kane comes out for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and we've seen him. He inducted, what's his name? Pete Rose years ago.
Pete Rose. My first time ever seeing Kane in a suit that scared the shit out of me.
Scare many people. So that's Hall of Fame.
Ish. Come to think of it, that might be the nicest thing about this year's Hall of Fame. There is even the celebrity inducted is not going to get booed out of the building.
This is true.
And it's going to probably cut a very interesting promo.
How many fools?
Okay, so we're going to put a. Are we going to go over under, or we want a specific number?
This will be our tiebreaker question in the Pick'em Challenge.
That's fair enough. But again, are we going specific number, or are we going over under?
Pick a number, since we're going to use this as a tiebreaker. Pick a number. This is a great question.
Okay, add a caveat just in case it says planes instead.
Fuck you. I'm going to go...
This is Macho Mania, bitch.
I'm going to go with three fools.
Omega?
That's a bit... You don't know how long he's going to go on for.
He's one of the ones that's going on to USA Network. If that helps.
But it's on the network, so there's unlimited amount of time.
He's gonna be on the edited version, so.
We're not counting that one though.
Honestly, I'm only gonna say one. It's like the Ron Simmons dam. You break it out as a punctuation. If we had like an over under on how many brothers Hogan would say. During WrestleMania.
And or just over under amount of brothers Hogan says while inducting Mr. T.
Just throughout all WrestleMania weekend, between the Hall of Fame induction and hosting WrestleMania.
The brothers.
Do you know how much time you're going to be spending? 49. The goddamn. Yeah, keep going. add a one to the front of that and you might get close. This week is going to be a lot of WWE Network watching, at least coming up close to the weekend.
They're going to be live from Access multiple days. There's going to be a live Legends of Wrestling roundtable.
Imagine someone keeping track of the brothers, and it's like the candy machine, and I Love Lucy, just kind of keep going.
So there you go. We'll have Kane Kins keep track of brothers. Cause we can.
Keep track of brother for the entire weekend and fools for the Hall of Fame induction.
He's going to kill us, but, well, it's well deserved at this point. Anyway, so that's Hall of Fame. It's time to move on a little bit to WrestleMania. Had to throw it back and use an old theme for it.
If they do not use this in the start of the opening package, my mind's going to explode. Because that is the quintessential WrestleMania theme. I know they've got actual songs to go for this one, but come on, that's WrestleMania, man.
That's written for WrestleMania.
That's Linda.
Exactly.
That's Linda McMahon now. Alright, so let's get our preview underway. Remember, for pick'em, send picks to media at wildtalkradio.com or join the Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/wildtalkradio network, and a post will be in there tomorrow for you to make your picks. So let's preview John Cena versus Bray Wyatt. What are your thoughts about the build-up to this one? We'll start with you first, Omega.
Oh my god, the end of that match on Raw. God, I really don't like this Cena being scared of Bray. I know they're trying to play up that Bray is that psychological, that frightening. Mm-hmm. That even John Cena is shaken at this guy. But, God, it just so doesn't fit. It's just something so forced about it. Like, everything on Cena's end has just been... It feels like someone else is writing his... dialogue than usual. And then everything on Bray's end, we know he's writing his own dialogue, so everything is pretty much on point. Yeah, I said it before. I mean, look at this feud, the guy who's going into his first WrestleMania match versus John fucking Cena, and Cena's really the one who feels outclassed here. Which I guess is part of the intention, but not in an intentional way. Mm-hmm. Like, what they're going for is just it's background noise just compared to just sheer performance level. And then, yeah, sheep mask.
That was a cool moment. That really was.
I think that fans would chant, "This is awesome for a sheep mask."
But they did. So that says something right there. You sort of heard Omega's opinion, Mace. What about yours on how they started to build this one up?
I will agree with Omega that Cena's lines seem very forced. But at the same time, it's an aspect of Cena we haven't seen attacked properly. You know, it's weird to see someone like Bray get into the head of Cena, and it's almost like it's not really the battle between Cena and Bray, but it's a battle for, I wouldn't say popularity, but it's almost like belief with the fans.
Or
if the fans are sort of believing Bray and his cries of, you know, you're a false superhero, John, you know, these people should not worship you. Whereas Cena's like, well, they're starting to listen. You know, maybe I'm not living up to the people's expectations, or, you know, have I really fallen that far? It's almost a play on real life with the fans being sick of Cena. Mm-hmm. And it's just interesting to see it being put into words to the point where you're actually starting to believe that Cena's getting a bit upset with the lack of positive responses from the fans.
We're actually seeing a human side to John Cena.
I wouldn't say that. We're seeing a different side of John Cena. We've seen the human side of John Cena on Total Divas, and it is dull as fucking bricks.
All right, some emotion. How about that? Let's see some emotion.
Yeah, some emotion. Something, you know, other than I'm awesome. Yeah, it's just interesting to see that this has been played more on the psychological level with, you know, with Rowan and Harper playing the point of the muscle. Mm-hmm. You know, having the physical advantage over Cena and using it, like, when they can, and Bray's doing the psychological torture at the same time. It's almost like Bane and the Riddler teamed up against Batman. It's very weird to see it happen. And I'll admit, I was very against this match when I first heard about it. But they've slowly sold me on this match. Like, I'm looking forward to seeing it. It's probably not going to be as good as the hype has made it out to be, but it's still going to be a decent match.
I want to point out...
Let's face it. Look, Bray is good when it comes to being on the mic and all that type of stuff. In ring, so it doesn't quite live up to his own expectations, really.
I've seen some good matches out of Bray.
This is the thing, it all comes down to who he's with. Like, guys like Cena and Bryan really can help Bray look as good or better than he really is.
Hey, Big Show.
A lot of his early stuff was terrible.
No, and that's him getting comfortable with, you know, whatever style he's working up here or with the WWE instead of NXT. He actually had a decent match with Big Show for the 5 or so minutes they actually had on SmackDown, which was surprising because when you hear Big Show and Bray, you go, huh?
Yeah, that just sounded like a real big mismatch. I didn't end up seeing the. I watched probably about the first half an hour of the show, so I missed everything else.
Yeah, that was the last 5 or so minutes of the show. So, yeah. Is this a match that can actually make Bray Wyatt?
First WrestleMania against John Cena? Yeah.
I disagree.
Really?
But finish your point first, and I'll explain my reason afterwards.
Okay. It's kind of hard to get bigger for first WrestleMania than this. I mean, it's John Cena. We talk about how much, you know... I was going to use this example, but, man, this example backlashes. Because, I was going through old WrestleManias today, and I went across Cena versus Miz. You know, you think every time we talk about the Miz and just how far he's fallen, the comparison is what comes up is, you know, this is a guy who beat Cena at Mania. You know, okay, it's a dirty ass finish, but the point is he went up against Cena for the champion with his championship on the line, and he kept his championship, which at WrestleMania would not have been expected before. You know, before the days of The Rock, that is.
Right.
So, while Miz is not a great example of being made by a match with Cena, it does speak of just how big of a moment it is when you can use it as a comparison for just, you know, where he's at now. Because it is huge. You know, we call him Superman for a reason. You know, it's Superman at the Showcase of the Immortals. It's hard to get, and he is the real face of the company as well. I mean, it's hard to get a bigger moment than that. And, yeah, if Bray can put on a good match without someone as good as Daniel Bryan as his opponent, you know, someone who, you know, is, you know, like a Cena who usually needs someone else to carry the match,
yeah, if he can prove himself in that situation, then yes, this is a very viable match to make him.
On the opposite side, I have an example of having a good opponent at WrestleMania, being your first WrestleMania, doesn't always equate to sort of building yourself as a big star. Jericho versus Fandango.
I knew you were going there.
My God. I was watching WrestleMania. Well, I'm still watching WrestleMania 29 as we do this. But I was watching with Lindsay. I was watching and talking with Lindsay earlier, and it's like, you know, this entire WrestleMania is a demonstration of how far they've fallen. Because it's like the first three matches, it's like, okay, there's, God, who all was in that? Now I'm trying to remember who all that.
In what?
That one.
In the opener? The opener was Sheamus, Big Show, and Orton against the Shield, and you had Mark Henry versus Ryback.
Yeah, it's not the opener, but, you know, we're looking at, Dolph Ziggler with Money in the Bank. We're looking at Ryback in a top position. We're looking at Fandango. Yeah. Well, I guess in a way CM Punk as well. It's just reminding me, in 1 year, a lot of these people that they had actually put some faith in and gave them these big shots to really didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, and a lot of it comes to how they follow it up, not so much the match at WrestleMania as to what happens next. Like, we've seen Bray go... Well, we've seen the entire Wyatt family go from strength to strength to strength over the past 12 months?
Not even.
I think. Not even.
They came in July.
Yeah, they've... Alright, so, like, the past... What are we at?
About nine months.
We've seen them have, like, great matches with The Shield. We've seen them have matches with Daniel Bryan. Now you got Bray versus Cena. I think we're hitting the top of the mountain with these guys, and we're hitting it too early. I've got a feeling that the downside is coming. And because they're not going to have anyone really high level enough after you've hit Cena for these guys to take on, that's going to keep them, you know, at a decent level and keep them over with the crowd.
We also thought the same thing with the Shield, and well,
yeah, we've got lucky with the Shield is that they've also gone from strength to strength to strength themselves, becoming more individual than a team. So hopefully now, and also having the Wyatts as well for the Shield to play off of really helped. Another three-man team.
And we can go back to that at some point.
I know we can still go back to it, but it's like, where's the next step beyond Cena, you know?
That shiny piece of gold that Triple H is going to win at WrestleMania?
Oh! No, that's not for you, Triple H.
We've already had Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt.
Oh, I'm not saying right away, but if you talk about big picture...
I know, and unfortunately, I don't want to see these guys with title belts. They work so much better without having a shiny piece of gold. Look at what happened with the Shield. They put gold on them and nobody gave a shit. And until the Shield was defeated for the tag titles by the Rhodes.
I really wouldn't say that. I mean, that's...
When was the last time Dean Ambrose defended that U.S. belt?
3 weeks ago.
Okay, let's be fair. I'll put it to you this way and let this point sink in real deep. The last time the U.S. belt felt like it had any importance was when Zack Ryder was going after it.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
That's the scary thing. That's fucking true.
Alright. Now the question lies, who you got?
Yeah, Superman.
Tim says Bray. So we have one for Cena and one for Bray. Omega.
I hate to say it because the Wyatts have been selling me more and more. You know, I'm starting to believe the in-ring work. The psychology of the team, psychology of Bray Wyatt is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. I wish we had more guys who knew how to work psychology that way. But no matter how good they are at what they do right now, they are still very, very new. You know, excluding the time of Husky Harris that we do not speak of.
What? What are you talking about? Who's this Husky guy?
I don't know. Okay. It's just a name that floats through my head every now and then. I can't remember what it was about. Same with that Benoit guy.
Who?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Just can't remember. But it is very new for them. Like, where do you go from Cena? That's actually a valid point. Well, if you can't beat Cena, then you haven't reached the top of the mountain. So time to climb back down, and it doesn't, it's just not the right time just yet. I'd rather them see a little bit more of a little bit more traditional accomplishment rather than this. You know, I wouldn't mind a belt being on one of them at some point because, we're kind of lacking in top heels these days, and Bray has a chance if they build him correctly. And Mace is right; this is a little bit too quick for them to be building him.
So
I'm just letting that sink in. Mace was right. I don't hear that often.
Well, you agreed with my point. You deserve one. Tradesies.
And before we go to break, WWE Tag Team titles are on the line in a fatal four-way. Usos, Los Matadores, Ryback, and the Real Americans. Thoughts?
I love how two of these teams kind of earned their shots, and then Los Matadores just kind of got pitched in.
Because they beat, Ryback or something? I think.
I don't even remember.
I think they beat them on main event. I think that's how it sort of came about.
I don't know. All I remember is a segment on SmackDown where Kane was handing out tag title shots like Oprah with cars.
No, my bad. It was on Raw. Remember, the Shield came out, distracted Ryback, so Matadors won on Raw. So that's why I think they added them to the belt, to the match. So there's your L word that I'm not allowed to use anymore. So thoughts on the match and the pick, Omega?
In a way, the match is kind of unfortunate to see.
How so?
Well, they were doing a really good build with a breakup for the Real Americans, and I was actually kind of looking forward to Cesaro versus Jack Swagger at Mania. But I think they kind of hit this point where, we were supposed to get Cody Rhodes versus Goldust, and man, I'm so upset that didn't happen. More precisely, Cody Rhodes versus Dustin Rhodes, which would have been so good. They're planning to break them up. They're planning to break the Shield up. They're planning to break the Real Americans up. And they all had build-ups for this. And then they pulled the plug on all of them because they realized, hey, that's almost all of our tag division. It's nice that WrestleMania can have a tag team fatal four-way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't sound like a bad match. I always like something as chaotic as a fatal four-way, especially now we got tag teams as well. Everyone gets a payday. Great. But it's not exactly going to steal the show either.
Okay. So who you got?
For now, since I think the Americans are still still on the way to a breakup, because Cesaro really needs to break away and do something on his own now. I think I'll go with the Usos.
So does Tim. What are your thoughts, Mace?
This match just seems like we gotta have a tag team match. Who we got available? Okay, we got you, and you. Go. Like, I know that the guys that have, like, earned the shot, but still, it still feels very thrown together. Mm-hmm. It's like tag title match for the sake of having tag title match, because we're not actually having a lot of titles defended. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a clusterfuck, I can tell you that much.
Okay.
I'm going real Americans. I don't know why. Something in the back of my head is going, choose the real Americans. It'll be fun to watch them feud over the tag belts later.
Alright. So there you have it. That's the first part of our WrestleMania preview. We get into everything else on the other side of break. You're tuned in to WTR Sunday Night. We'll be right back. Right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once.
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moment... And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rack.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rack.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand!
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said,
welcome back to the second hour of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We are partway through our WrestleMania preview. And as always, we will be live right after WrestleMania at 11 p.m. Eastern next Sunday. And as we go through the preview, we go to The Shield taking on the New Age Outlaws and Kane. General thoughts and opinions before we get a pick?
It's kind of ironic that the guy that they didn't want in DX, despite X-Pac's demands, is now teaming with them.
That's a good point.
I love how it's a better point when you realize they wouldn't let him join their team, but he is now letting them join his team.
Yeah.
And oh, the weird way this business works. Mm-hmm. So I'm the only one with general thoughts.
That's your only general
There's not really much I can add to that. It's like, eh. It's a match. It's last minute booking.
But it should point out that the Outlaws did request to work the Shield, so that's got to say something.
It does. I mean, when you talk. Let's make retirement home jokes all we want, but the New Age Outlaws were probably the best tag team of the Attitude Era. So if they're going to do the job for the Shield and give them a bit more of a push, because not that they need it, but if they want to work with them because they believe in the Shield, all the power to them. Let's give them a little bit of a rub from some, Attitude Era star power.
So Tim goes the Shield. Where do you two go?
To the bathroom.
Really?
How did I know that joke was coming?
Because he's predictable?
See, all they need to do on Raw. Now, if Raw starts with Triple H announcing this match as Attitude Era versus Reality Era, then I will go to the bathroom. But no, this one's for the Shield to win.
It's two for Shield, Mace.
Yeah, I'm going Shield on this one.
Okay. The Vicky Guerrero WWE Divas Championship Invitational. Here's a mouthful. AJ Lee, Naomi, Cameron, Nikki Bella, Brie Bella, Samurai, Emma, Eva Marie, Tamina, Layla, Rosa Mendez, Natty, Alicia Fox, and Aksana.
I was with you until Eva Marie, and then blood started coming out of my eyes.
Well, Mace had blood out of his ears. Now you have blood out of your eyes, so...
I didn't know Lita was here.
Yeah. I don't know what this match is going to be. Because they haven't told us. But that's the intriguing part, maybe?
Yeah, it's like...
don't think the bookers know what they're doing with this match.
Pretty much. It's like we've just had SmackDown where they're asking about what was going on and they still don't know. There's been tweets by Vicky Guerrero on Twitter saying what type of match should it be. There's not much going on here at all.
I think the last Invitational was 10 years ago when it was like 10 cruiserweights. So
yeah. It just doesn't really seem... Alright, it's like they have no idea what's going on. We have no idea what's going on. I'm liking that AJ is calling it AJ versus the world.
It fits.
It fits. It definitely fits.
I need Scott Pilgrim based fan art now.
Yes.
She probably does have 7 evil exes at this point.
Well, let's count them. Ziggler, Cena, Kane, Bryan. Won the, was it Primo, I think, on NXT? Maybe?
Was it Primo too? My god.
It was Primo or Abigail. One of them won NXT. There's about 5 or 6 there. So, getting close.
Bryan, Cena, Kane, Punk, Primo is 5.
Ziggler.
Anyone else?
Ziggler
is 6.
You could throw Big E and make that 7.
Yeah, why not? We'll throw in Big E to make it 7.
There you go. There's your 7.
Lindsay! Your project for the next week?
So,
do we really have to call this?
Make a pick. And you can't here. You can't pick the world.
Damn.
Here. Hang
because
on.
It's going to be a member of the world that's going to get it.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to roll a d20 right now. Rock, assign numbers.
AJ, well,
I have
go by the one sheet. One, two.
Yeah. By the way, Tim picked AJ. So that's out there. All right, roll.
Good lord.
Now you watch, it'll come up Eva Marie just to spite him.
No. No. I will set New Orleans on fire.
As you hold your Jester cooler thingy.
My Jester cooler thing. My koozie.
Yes. Yeah, it's the koozie. That's the word I was looking for. Koozie.
I'm sipping from my koozie as I watch all the flames burn.
With your special top hat.
With my special top hat.
It's an evil laugh. Anyway.
You know, I want to see this on Omega's next vlog. The top hat and the Jester koozie has to be in the next vlog.
That would require buying them. No. I will not support whoever came up with that in marketing.
Oh. All right. So.
I expect a very big dose of Schadenfreude when those hit the clearance section.
All right. So who are you picking?
Oh, god damn. Tamina.
Mace?
It's a Bella.
Pick a Bella.
A Bella.
No, I'm sticking with a Bella.
No, you have to pick it.
I am not picking one.
You can't do that. No, you have to pick one. There are two
but
different...
But they're the same fucking thing, just one has tits, the other doesn't. has tits, the other has tattoos.
Okay, so tattoos or boobs, who are you going with?
Keep in mind which one is fucking a better wrestler.
Again, that doesn't really help.
What's your definition? What's your definition?
One's fucking Daniel Bryan, the other one's fucking John Cena.
What's your definition of better in wrestling? So
exactly.
Flip a coin. Nikki or Brie?
I'm going to go with Brie.
There you go.
I'm going to go with Brie only because she's the one that I actually can find tolerable.
Alright, there you go. The Andre the Giant 30-Man Memorial Battle Royal. There's 30 people in it. Pick one.
Who are the 30 people, Rock?
I have no idea. Go to WWE.com and probably see them all. So, there you go. Tim, by the way, picks Big Show.
We did have that conversation last week when we initially brought up the Battle Royal. That it sort of makes sense to pick the Big Show.
Yes.
Too much sense.
Yeah.
And then in a show where you kind of sort of know where they're going, this is the match where they can surprise you. So, who you got?
I did find the thing, by the way. Like, who's actually in this clusterfuck of a match?
Mm-hmm.
Christian Santino, Brodus Clay, R-Truth, Fandango, Zack Ryder.
Before you continue, Zack Ryder found out by seeing Raw and seeing his face on television.
That is awesome.
Wow.
And that, again, is a true story.
Darren Young, all of 3MB, Mark Henry, Justin Gabriel, Damian Sandow, Titus O'Neil, Great Khali, Big Show, Del Rio, Big E, Mysterio, Miz, Ziggler, Kofi, Sheamus, both Rhodes Boys, and Sin Cara, and Vacant has 4 spots.
Which also reminds me, we got denied Mysterio versus Sin Cara. Now that Sin Cara is not sucking as bad.
So, yeah, out of all that, I'll go with Big Show. Like, it's probably not going to happen, but still, you know, Andre the Giant Battle Royal, the one of two giants in the entire match should probably win it. God forbid Great Khali wins it.
God help us all if that does indeed happen. Alright, so we're now down to probably, I guess, the big three.
I didn't even pick Rock.
Oh yeah, that's right, you didn't pick it. I thought you picked I thought you were picking. Alright, my bad. Go ahead. And you still don't have a name.
I'm still reading the list.
Well, Mace read it to you.
I know he did. God, it's still all filtering through. See, that's the thing here, is that, yes, it seems obvious to pick the Big Show in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but God, it's too fucking obvious. This is WWE. There's a swerve here somewhere, and I'm trying to figure out what it is.
All right.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm going Big E.
There you go. Now, before we get into the big three, I remember that we did something a few months ago, and, well, might as well bring it up now. The pre-show, Mace went with Dolph versus Dean for the U.S. title. Meg went with Dolph versus Miz. Del Rio versus Ricardo for Mace. Dean versus Big E. Unification. Real Americans, Usos versus Primetime Players. Usos, Wyatt versus Shield for Omega. Well, you guys were kind of close. There is a multiple man tag team match there. You both went with Cody versus Goldust. Maze went Big Show versus Celebrity. Omega went with Swagger versus Cesaro. Maze went Punk versus Hunter. Omega went Sin Cara versus Mysterio.
They were going to do all these matches and then they canceled them all.
Okay, Omega did AJ versus Natty versus Nikki versus Bray. Mace went.
I was 10 off.
Mace went AJ and Tamina versus AJ, Tamina and Caitlyn versus the Bellas and Celebrity, or a Divas Battle Royal.
What?
Oh,
match.
At least I got close.
For headlining matches, Mace went Bray versus Bryan. Omega went Punk versus Hunter. Mace went. Huh?
In an alternate universe, I'm dead on.
Mace Taker versus Brock. Omega went with Taker versus Bryan with Bray Wyatt in Bryan's corner. Mace had Cena and Hogan versus Piper and Mystery Person. And Omega had Cena versus Lesnar with Hogan and Piper in respective corners. And for the title match, Orton versus Batista, you both had. So, thanks to King Kind for writing that down months ago. Alright. Go ahead.
Damn it. If it hadn't been for CM Punk, I would have been a goddamn genius.
But, well, Punk went home like a bitch.
Hey, Vicky Guerrero might actually prove me right. She may. Which will make me better than most who predicted this card.
So, Brock Lesnar, Undertaker. Thoughts?
Yeah, Brock, please be gentle. They fight this up really well. Heyman should get a round of applause, a pay rise, or something for all the hype that he's given this match. Because let's face it, if it was just Brock and Taker doing the talking, this would have bombed.
This is what Heyman does.
Yeah.
You know, like, Heyman is this generation's ultimate manager. You know, he is the modern Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Right.
He is the Don King of professional wrestling. Let's just put it that way. Only in Philadelphia.
Except the hair is going in the opposite direction.
Hey, we can get him a wig. It's okay. Like, the physicality that has happened between the two on the one occasion, really good. You know, it ended up with Brock being stabbed.
A man got stabbed. That was awesome.
Well, you know, it's not often that you see Brock Lesnar in a position where he actually shows pain unless he's tapping out to Frank Mir ankle locks.
No, I don't know. He does have to go to bed with Sable.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then again, Michelle McCool goes to bed with Taker, so it's an even playing field. it's very typical Taker hype, but Heyman sort of pushes it really well, gets people excited to see it, really puts over the fact that there is, like, it puts in the back of your mind that there is a chance that Brock might take this. You know, he's hyped up as a legitimate threat only because of how dangerous the man is away from the ring, mm-hmm. you know, with all his MMA training and everything. Mm-hmm. So this has been hyped up really well, but we all know where it's going to go.
All right, my thoughts before you make your pick.
I really hope the Undertaker doesn't die.
I think that's what many people are thinking. Don't die, Taker.
Please. That just what I just WrestleMania 29 on the network just finished with the Taker, or not, no, Brock versus
Hunter.
Triple H. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's not gentle.
No, and think about it. That's when he was, you know, knocked out by Hunter 5 minutes in. Think about how, when you have his wits about him, how dangerous can he be?
It's Brock Lesnar. What wits? Yeah, it's obvious. It's Taker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So 1, 2, and Tim makes 3 for Undertaker. Now we get interesting. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. And go.
Hey, this has been good and bad at the same time. Triple H he's had the shovel out, but it hasn't been for Daniel Bryan. It's been for the crowd that supports him. Trying to squash that before they get to WrestleMania, where they're not going to be able to hear a goddamn thing on commentary because this crowd's going to be drilling their ears with yes chants and Daniel Bryan chants. Like, this is a logical conclusion that should have happened earlier in the year. You know, this is the logical conclusion that should have happened at the Royal Rumble. But we're finally getting it now, thank you CM Punk walking out. So, yeah. I'm still going, well, I'll leave the prediction off for the moment, but yeah, this has been one of those builds where it's like, as a fan, you really get into it, but as, you know, the such great quote-unquote positive minds that we are, you can't help but wonder where is the shovel coming from and who's going in the hole.
Well, make your pick, and then we'll get Omega the preview.
I'm going Bryan. I'm going to try and have a happy ending to WrestleMania.
Well, that's only part one of possible happy ending, but okay. Omega, thoughts on the match?
So, Team Hell No comes out on WrestleMania 29. They win their match, and the entire crowd is chanting yes. Mm-hmm. They're all doing the finger points. They are all loud as hell.
Uh-huh.
And for all the times we have talked about guys that WWE waited too long to pull the trigger on, you know, I'm sorry, see Dolph Ziggler. Daniel Bryan defies history and odds by being even hotter now than he was then.
I'll back up your point. 2 years ago, when he made his entrance, he was doing yes, 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 and the fans reacted with yes, 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 and the whole entire, I don't know, first 6 rows on the hard camera side had yes signs. So.
This has been stewing for a long time. This has been stewing longer than, you know, just when, you know, this became about Daniel Bryan versus the Authority. You know, this has been so long in the making, and Daniel Bryan has done so much to keep that hype and keep that momentum, that despite all the things that he's been through in the last 6 months, despite this whole storyline where he just, since SummerSlam, where he just keeps getting put down time after time after time, he has maintained everything he ever gained. He has only gained in popularity. The crowd's only gotten hotter, and you know, this is the logical conclusion at this point. 6 months, you know, we talk about storylines that are going so short. Now here we have a storyline that has been gone 6 months.
Longer.
Longer than that, you know, I'm generalizing.
We're about 9 months.
You know, good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But this is Daniel Bryan's match to win. I mean, you know, they are not going to put three mega heels into the title picture at WrestleMania 30.
Triple H movement. Triple H movement.
Bowel movement, Rock. Bowel movement. I wouldn't have to set New Orleans on fire. They would erupt all on their own. Yeah, you want to see what that many people rioting looks like? You will see it if Triple H wins this match. No one, you know, in the WWE's short-sighted stupidity is stupid enough to do that. You know, this is built for Daniel Bryan to make it to the main event and be the conquering hero.
So, you're going with Triple H then, right? No?
And I'm the mole.
All right, so that's another for Daniel Bryan. Tim as well went Daniel Bryan. So, Daniel Bryan moves on in our tournament to the title match, the triple threat. Go.
Well.
Joel Gertner?
No, it was wow, not well. Wait. This just... Ugh. The fans shit on this entire thing from, like, fucking Royal Rumble, and it took them from till about, like, 3 weeks out from Mania to do this... the logical thing to try and appease the fans and finally go, hey, we're not going to get away with shoving this match down people's fucking throats. Let's turn it into a three-way and then let's hype it even more by saying not only does Daniel Bryan get a chance at the title, now it's Triple H getting a chance at the title, so we're completely scrapping the one-on-one idea. I believe that they're putting it on Raw.
Yeah, this Monday night on Raw.
This Monday night on Raw.
What do you feel if you're Randy Orton and Batista at this point?
Oh, I'd be fucking fuming, but...
One little troll is so popular that we're matches getting downgraded to Raw.
Yeah. This just... I thank JBL that this damn thing is happening as a three-way match, because you wouldn't leave your biggest event happy at all, no matter who won this match. You know, Randy Orton wins, the crowd boos. Batista wins, the crowd boos. That was not going to be a good look to the end of WrestleMania 30.
No.
One of your anniversary editions.
Your first free pay-per-view on the network.
Yeah. Well, quote-unquote free.
Well, by comparison.
Pay $10 for it. Yeah.
This is the slightly reduced cost of a pay-per-view.
Yeah. So, you know, good on them for finally realizing this thing needed to be a three-way in order to be somewhat decent for the fans. And should Daniel Bryan be put into it, and we go with my prediction of Daniel Bryan winning the title, then you're going to have one of your marquee moments for replays for the rest of the year of Bryan winning the belt at WrestleMania 30. If you go the other ways, you're going to have one of the most fucking vilified, hated endings in WrestleMania history.
And this is where...
So to any WWE bookers, writers, road agents, whoever, people in the office that listen to this show and listen to us and hear us and take our advice, do yourselves a favor. Be very careful how you end this show,
And with this match being your finale, be very careful who wins, or else you will probably not have an office left in the morning. Because not only will New Orleans go up in flames, Stanford will be going up in flames as well. I'm quite sure there will be people sitting with an iPad out the front of the office waiting for the results with a flaming torch in their hand.
Which is
ready
why,
to burn the office down.
Which is why I say Tim Stein picks Dave Bautista.
Some people just want to watch the world burn.
Tim's one of them.
I can see the idea in having Dave go over, because then that just pushes the whole deal with it mentality that he's got right now. But at the same time, do you really want to send your crowd home that angry?
Triple H movement.
Loss of fans, loss of viewership.
All right.
Loss of ad revenue.
You say that, but I highly doubt it. Anyway, you're going Daniel Bryan, Mace, correct?
Yep, I'm going Bryan. Let's send the crowd home happy.
Omega.
I don't blame the bookers and writers for this. This was catastrophic for them. You had CM Punk walk out a few hours before Raw and completely shatter your plans. You had a crowd who was so in love with a star based purely on charisma and performance level that it was completely unignorable and overtook anything they could have done. They were so planning for Batista to be this huge thing, because it's always a huge thing with a top, when a main eventer comes back and wants to be in the ring again. But he ain't no Rock. He didn't have the popularity to get away with that when he left. So, if he come back at any other time, it would have been fine. They would have gotten away with keeping him face and walking out of WrestleMania with the belt all happy and smiles and all that. But they pick now when there's someone that the crowd is completely enamored with. There really is no room for anyone else in their minds, face, heel, otherwise. That is who they want. And, yeah, you have the opportunity to have one of the biggest reactions in WWE history. For a guy that they've been chanting along with for 2 years, for a guy that has been getting pushed down and really been at the focal point, and at odds with the main heels of the entire company for the last 9 months. To actually put him down in favor of someone that the crowd completely rejected would be suicidal at this point. At this point, I can imagine being a WWE writer being in a very hard position, because there's really only one direction you can go in where anyone comes out of this with any kind of clear conscience and looking and with any to save face of any kind. If you actually have Daniel Bryan win, you're going to have one of the biggest explosions in history. It's going to be on your WrestleMania highlight reel for eternity. It's going to be there with Shawn Michaels running down the zip line. It's going to be there with Hogan slamming Andre, because the reaction is going to be 2 years of pent-up hype and hope exploding. I don't see how you are WWE and you could see ending this any other way.
So, Daniel Bryan?
I haven't decided yet. Yes, Daniel Bryan!
Just making sure so Kinkins can write it down. So there you go.
Yes, we know he gets confused very easily.
Yes, he does. Anyway, so there you go. There's the WrestleMania preview for Wrestle Talk Radio. And as always, we'll be live right after WrestleMania next Sunday. That said, it's time for the Great Debate.
Welcome to this week's Great Debate.
Oh my God, wait a minute, it's Paul Bearer! It's Paul Bearer! And that's gotta be Kane! That's gotta be Kane!
And I am the new millennium for the World Wrestling Federation! Now for those of you who don't know me, I am Chris Jericho, your new hero, your party host, and most importantly, the most charismatic showman to ever enter your living rooms via a television screen.
If this is who we think it is, and we have every reason to believe that this is the human being that has been stalking The Undertaker's wife.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's Great Debate.
When Stephanie McMahon debuts against the debut of one Mickie James, Omega.
I'm trying to remember Stephanie's debut. She kind of showed up.
Black Wedding?
Was it the Black Wedding?
It was her first debut angle, yeah.
I know that's her debut angle, but that's not what she... You know, her debut was just... Hey, this is Vince's daughter. Hi.
Well, she's gotten this far, so you must have, you know... You know, sort of.
Yeah, this is weird. We're actually beyond round one, and I'm still going. I can't remember what their entrance was. I'm gonna give it to Mickey, because I really like that psycho girl angle she was playing when she debuted. Just the fangirl stalker.
Mm-hmm. All right, Mace.
Mickie James. Love me a crazy bitch.
And not that it matters, Tim went with Mickie James. Big Show versus Big Show's WWE debut against Dude Love. Mace.
Oh, which version of corny do I want to go with? The fact that Foley debuts out of nowhere as Dude Love helps Steve Austin, was either defend or capture the tag titles out of nowhere, that leaves even Austin going, what the fuck? Or we have the Big Show tearing up through the ring and throwing Austin so hard that he breaks the side of a cage open. Going with Dude Love.
Going with Dude Love. Hmm.
Yeah. The Mick Foley ham was so good in that one.
Now to sort of put Omega on the spot, Tim went with Big Show because, well, he liked the whole how Big Show came out of the ring thing. So, it's on you.
See, technically, Dude Love's debut was in home video footage of Mick Foley jumping off a roof.
That was pre-WWE days.
But that's where we first saw the character.
Only if he had access to Foley's home library.
You didn't?
No. Not back then. back then that video was not known.
Actually, I'm going to go with the Big Show.
Ooh. How come?
Aside from being a big WCW jump, it's kind of impressive way of debuting. Just to, you know, okay, bursting up from the canvas, throwing Austin through a cage. I mean, never mind the fact he accidentally let Austin win the match. You know, but that was supposed to be the whole thing of Big Show. Okay, this is how big and powerful the guy is. He didn't mean to break the cage. It just kind of happened that way.
Yeah, sort of happened. All right. So, Big Show and Mickey move on next week. Radicals debut against Taz's WWE debut, and the debut of Eric Bischoff in WWE against the NWO. That's next week on our WrestleMania review show. Now, it's quick hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some WrestleTalk Radio quick hits.
So, simply put, Mace, is Al Snow a WWE Hall of Famer?
No, he's not.
Why not?
Because I haven't inducted him.
But a bump ching.
Yeah.
Hey, that's like a simple question, get a simple answer.
Now a thoughtful response.
No, because I answered the question correctly.
Alright, Omega, is Big Boss Man a Hall of Famer?
Oh, goddamn.
See, you can't make the same joke.
I can't make the same joke, but I would have put Al Snow in the Hall of Fame for Tough Enough. Big Boss Man doesn't exactly have that same added bit to him. Try to remember if even... My brain is actually kind of foggy on Big Boss Man's history. I can't even remember if he held any titles. Eesh. Like, outside the hardcore.
Tag, I think.
That's it?
I don't think he was Intercontinental Champion. I can't remember, so...
Oh, jeez. I am going to hesitantly say yes. Like, not a top tier. He is one of your last announced inductee type, just... Kind of filling out the class for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was a very memorable character. He was a very long-lived character as well. Going from 80s to Attitude Era with the corporation.
Right. Alright, Mace, would you rather be a horse with no legs or a dog with no tongue?
Horse with no legs or a dog with no tongue?
Omega's laughing.
I'd rather be a dog with no tongue.
Why is that?
Well, because I can still eat and drink. I can still get to where I need to go. The only problem will be, as a dog, I wouldn't be able to lick my own balls.
There you go.
Well, you look at it the other way. You're a horse. Yeah, you can eat and do stuff, but what can you do for movement? You can roll. It's not exactly a very exciting life.
Omega?
I hate you.
You're welcome, sir. You're welcome. Anyway, hate me now. Wait till your question right now. Would you rather watch the China sex tape or watch a sex tape with the current day Joan Rivers?
With the current Joan Rivers?
Yeah, she supposedly, for her show, filmed one with Ray J, you know, Brandy's brother.
No, I don't know. And my life is now worse for knowing it.
But you have to watch one of the two. Which would you rather watch?
China's. Because I might not be able to identify if China is female or not, but I can identify her as living.
You can identify her as living.
I cannot say the same for Joe.
There you go. That would do it for quick hits here on WTR. Tomorrow night, it is the Raw Post Show, live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll cover everything that happened on the go home to WrestleMania. Thursday night, it is the Rack with the WrestleMania Spectacular, as Lindsay named it, joining myself and Lindsay. For all the news, you can handle WrestleMania Spectacular Preview, NXT Review, and more. Check out RackRadioShow.com. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and on Facebook at Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Go back and listen to last night's episode where, well, tell you how you can own a twig. Yes, you can actually own a twig if you really, really wanted to. Plus, Subway, Rob and Ace picked the Kids' Choice Awards, and, well, the goal was not to get many correct, and, well, we almost got there. And we found out that Subway knows way too much about kids' programming. Check it out. Plus, we talked about what this city's porn viewing habits. It all on the weird, the wacky, and usual. Yes, we went from porn to Kids' Choice. You do the math. CB Radio. Follow that show on Twitter at
NSA will be visiting shortly.
Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndMayonnaise. As I failed to mention, the Rack Extra Total Divas Season 2 Episode 2 review is up right now on Wild Talk Radio and MyCreatorShow.com. Episode 3 will be available on Friday afternoon. We'll be back Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern. Tim Stein will be here. I think we may even have a Lindsay on the show. WrestleMania, pulling out all the guns. So tune in, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's WrestleMania Review here on WTR. Follow this show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, on Facebook at Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Follow the network. Follow me, which is me, at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Mace.
Follow me on Twitter at TheMaceThing. Keep an eye out on WTR Games Garage. I will be putting up videos soon, probably about as soon as I make them, which is usually about as soon as Omega puts out, you know, TJTV and everything else.
Cut your face.
No, I do actually have some stuff in the works. Just got to work around a few technical problems. Hopefully coming out tomorrow, not long after Raw, will be my Raw Thoughts on Raw column. It's exactly what you think it is. It is what I am thinking as I am watching Raw. Kinda. It just lacks all the pornography descriptions about AJ. But everything else will be covered in that, so it's sort of a review column as well as an opinions column at the same time. Other than that, I have nothing. Don't try and add me on Facebook. Because, well, let's face it, it doesn't work, Big Daddy Ace.
He's not listening, so he didn't hear you.
Yes, I know, but still.
Anyway, Omega, tell people how they can see you actually in sunlight.
Yes, if you go to TJ Omega on YouTube right now, my latest vlog is now showing me in the daylight. And no, I do not instantly burn. No, I do not sparkle.
Damn.
Need to do more vlogs outside.
It was kind of fun to do one outside. So I got hate mail because I can actually sit outside in shorts and a t-shirt right now. Some people are not so fortunate. But other than that, I am TJ Omega over on Twitter. For Facebook, follow me at TJ Reviews. And there's my website, TJOmega.org. Go watch all the things and help fund my crippling Lego addiction.
Check out Behance.net.
He needs more Emmets.
Yeah.
I'm too short. I'm trying to complete my set.
Follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay Ward and check out her Behance at behance.net/Lindsay Ward. As I said, we'll be back for a WrestleMania review next Sunday. The entire gang will be here to cover it all. Thanks to Memlane Purple and PW Mania for Mason Omega. I'm Rock. We'll see you Sunday. Good night, everybody. Wildtalkradio.com.